Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. I'm very glad to see each of you this morning.
Es esta mañana.
And especially I'm overjoyed to see that we can worship together with our sisters and brothers with Manantial de Vida.
Y también estoy sobreabundante en gozo de saber que podemos convivir juntos con la iglesia Manantial de Vida.
And
Dios les bendiga a todos.
May God bless each one of you.
Quiero darles gracias a todos por el privilegio que nos dan de compartir el mensaje de la palabra del Señor.
First, I'd like to say thank you to all those for allowing us and giving us the privilege to share God's word.
Cuando pues me notificaron que si podía invitar venir a predicar, fue un gozo en mi corazón.
When I heard that I was being invited to preach or share the word of God, it brought joy to my heart.
Y le quiero dar las gracias a todos por pues darme ese privilegio de estar compartiendo la preciosa palabra del Señor.
So I just want to thank you for that privilege of allowing me to share God's precious word.
Mientras acomodamos poquito aquí, quiero enseñarles algo.
I want to show you something.
Y pues este día quisiera hablarles sobre la excelencia de Dios.
Today I want to speak to you about the excellence of God.
Y recordamos lo precioso que ha sido Dios en otros convivios hace 3-4 años que nos reuníamos.
We remember how precious God has been with us these past couple about more than 3 years ago that we were able to fellowship together.
Y estamos trabajando lo que es el amor de Dios como parte del cuerpo del Señor.
We've been working on what the love of God is within the body of Christ.
No sé si reconozcan a los que están allí, pero antes estaban más jóvenes.
I don't know if you recognize anyone there. They were probably a couple years younger.
Y las pruebas de la vida
nos
separan muchas veces.
Have separated us many times.
Pero el amor de Dios
nos
debe que unir.
That is what unites us, keeps us united.
Y eso es trabajo de cada uno de nosotros.
And you know what? That's on everybody's part.
Dios tiene abundantes bendiciones para cada uno de nosotros.
Because God has so many things in abundance for each one of us.
Que muchas veces se detienen.
That sometimes are being detained
por los problemas o obstáculos que enfrentamos.
Because of the problems or obstacles that we're facing.
Pero le invito a que sigamos firmes hasta ver al Señor.
But I encourage you to stand firm until the day we finally see our Lord.
Que reforcemos nuestra fe.
That we strengthen our faith.
Si le hemos fallado a Dios.
If we have failed God.
En vez de alejarnos, regresemos.
Instead of going back, let us come forth.
A cultivar el amor.
And cultivate that love.
Entre Dios y nosotros.
Between God and ourselves.
Y el día de ayer, pues, tuvimos el privilegio también de ir al cumpleaños de quién?
Yesterday we had the privilege of going to a birthday.
Hace mucho calor por su casa.
It was very hot in our home.
Y así vamos a iniciar. Gracias a todos por darme este privilegio de compartir el mensaje de la palabra del Señor.
For allowing me to share God's word with you.
Y pues, la palabra de Dios, cuando la leemos.
And the word of God, whenever we read it.
Nos habla de un Dios grande, inmenso, soberano.
It speaks to us about a great, magnificent, great God.
¿Se imagina la impresión de Moisés al ver el mar que se abría?
Can you just imagine the impression that was on Moses when he saw this sea part?
O Abraham simplemente cuando Dios le pide a su hijo y lo tiene que sacrificar y ve el poder de Dios.
Or Abraham when he was asked to sacrifice his son and then he was able to see God's power there?
O Elías simplemente invoca a Dios y fuego cae del cielo y consume el holocausto.
Or Elijah when he called upon the Lord and he came with fire and burned up the sacrifice.
David tenía la intención de edificarle una casa a Dios.
David in his heart he always had the intention to build a house for God.
Pero porque había sido sanguinario.
But because there was blood in his hands.
Se le dejó a Salomón.
That job was left now to his son Solomon.
Y Salomón pues tiene preparada la casa para levantar los servicios a Dios.
So now Solomon is the one that builds the house of the Lord to have services in.
Y viene David.
And then David comes.
Y dice esas palabras, quisiéramos leerlas.
These words, if you'd like to read with me.
Primera de Crónicas, capítulo 29, verso 11.
First of Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 11.
Tuyos son, Señor, la grandeza, el poder, la gloria, la victoria y la majestad en el cielo y en la tierra. Tuyo también es el reino y tú estás por encima de todo.
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and in earth is yours. O Lord, yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all.
Verso siguiente. De ti proceden la riqueza y el honor. Tú lo gobiernas todo. En tus manos está la fuerza y el poder. Y eres tú quien engrandece y fortalece a todos.
Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all.
Yo creo que cada uno de nosotros que estamos reunidos en esta mañana,
and I believe all of us that are here this morning,
tenemos algo por qué engrandecer a Dios.
We have something for which we should exalt God.
Simplemente porque estamos unidos para celebrarle al Señor juntos.
One reason would be is because we're here together celebrating the Lord.
O porque Dios nos da la vida.
Or because God gave us life.
Atravesamos pruebas, dificultades.
Because when we go through trials and difficulties,
pero Dios reina sobre todas las cosas.
Even then, God rules over all things.
Vamos a pedirle a Dios que su preciosa palabra no solamente la escuchemos hoy,
let us ask the Lord that we not only hear His word,
sino que germine en nuestro corazón.
But that it may germinate inside of us.
Elevemos una oración a nuestro Dios.
Let us elevate a prayer unto the Lord.
Señor Jesús,
Lord Jesus,
te rogamos,
we beg,
que tu santa palabra, Señor,
that your holy word, Lord,
pueda germinar en nuestro corazón.
May germinate inside our heart.
Y a pesar de las pruebas,
and that even though there may be trials,
dificultades, enfermedades,
and difficulties and sicknesses,
tu santa palabra reine.
Your holy word can reign.
Tu paz reine.
That your peace may reign.
Tu gozo reine.
That your joy may reign.
Tu sanidad reine.
And your healness can reign.
Tu salvación reine.
Your salvation may reign.
Sobre nuestro corazón.
Over our hearts.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Entonces, cuando vemos la grandeza de Dios,
so when we're able to see the greatness of God,
es motivo de no solamente decir gracias Dios.
It's not just the one more reason to say thank you God.
Es motivo de engrandecerle.
It is a reason for us to exalt Him.
De alabarle.
And worship Him.
De decirle gracias.
And to tell Him thank you.
Y de compartir.
And to share.
Lo que Dios está haciendo con nosotros.
What God has been doing in our lives.
Por ejemplo, en el caso de mi familia,
for example, in my family's case,
yo me casé con mi esposa en 1993.
I married my wife in 1993.
E intentábamos tener hijos.
And we were wanting to have children.
Y no podíamos.
And we just couldn't bear.
Y en nuestra mente, pensamientos de que Dios posiblemente no nos oye.
In our thoughts, we had these thoughts of maybe God is not hearing us.
De abandonar el camino de Dios.
Maybe we should just go leave this path.
La palabra de Dios no es real.
The word of God is not real.
Dios solamente oye a algunos y a otros no.
God only listens to some and not the others.
Y después de 11 años con 3 meses.
And after 11 years, 3 months.
Noviembre de 2005.
November of 2005.
Dios nos dio dos hijos gemelos.
God gave us twins.
Entonces Dios nos da en abundancia.
So God gives us in abundance.
Y así es, amados hermanos.
And that's the way it's been.
Tenemos obstáculos.
Yes, we face obstacles.
Sigámosle creyendo a Dios.
But let us keep believing in God.
Y Dios nos da en abundancia.
And God will give unto us.
Porque como decía estos versos que leímos.
Because just as these verses were read.
Del Señor viene la fortaleza.
The Lord, the strength comes from the Lord.
Del Señor viene la sanidad para nuestras vidas.
Healness comes from the Lord into our lives.
Él reina sobre todas las cosas.
And He reigns over all things.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. ¿Cuántos estamos maravillados por la preciosa presencia de Dios?
How many of you have ever felt marveled before the presence of God?
Por sus bondades.
Because of His greatness.
Por todo lo que nos da.
And for everything that He gives to us.
Estamos sorprendidos.
We're surprised.
Le alabamos a Dios.
And we worship Him for that.
Nuestra alabanza de hoy,
our worship today,
fue porque estamos agradecidos.
Was because we are grateful.
Con todas las bondades,
with all the beatitudes,
que Dios nos da,
that God gives unto us.
Y hay una promesa,
and there's one promise,
que un día le vamos a ver,
that one day we shall see Him.
Y nos esforzamos,
and if we keep trying,
para verle,
to be able to see Him,
y gloriarnos en este precioso día,
we will be glorified that one day.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. Su voluntad y sus caminos son perfectos.
His wills and His ways are perfect.
Muchas veces no aceptamos la voluntad de Dios.
Sometimes we don't want to accept God's will.
Pero su voluntad y sus caminos,
but His will and His path,
son perfectos.
Are perfect.
Y le damos gracias a nuestro Dios
and we thank
por eso
our
también.
Lord for those ways.
El sacrificio de Cristo, el Evangelio, son regalos, bondades de Dios para nosotros.
The sacrifices of Christ are blessings for us.
Y todas las cosas que nos da el Señor.
And everything that the Lord gives us.
Son regalos.
Those are gifts.
Que no conocíamos.
That we did not know.
Como le enseñaba a los niños hace un momento,
just as I was teaching the children,
secretos que Dios tenía,
these are secrets that God has.
No los conocíamos.
We didn't know them.
Hasta que el Espíritu Santo vino,
not until the Holy Spirit came,
y nos los mostró.
And then showed them to
nos
us.
Hablaron de su evangelio,
they spoke to us about the gospel.
Y dentro de nosotros obró Dios,
and inside of us the Lord began to work.
Y creímos,
and then we believed.
Y Dios nos reveló su evangelio.
And then God revealed to us his gospel.
Nos reveló el sacrificio de Cristo para salvarnos.
He revealed that sacrifice that he had to do in order to save us.
Nos revela la paz.
He reveals to us the peace.
Nos revela que hay gozo.
He reveals to us that joy.
Que muchas personas quisieran conocer eso.
That many people out there would want to know what this is all about.
Y no pueden.
But they don't, they can't.
Porque está oculto.
Because that is hidden to them.
Pero Dios que dijo.
But what did God say?
Sea la luz.
He said, let there be light.
Alumbró en nuestros corazones.
And that is the light that came and shined in our hearts.
Y de allí, amados hermanos.
So from then on, my beloved brethren.
Si conocemos que es real el Evangelio,
if we know that the gospel is real,
si conocemos que es real el sacrificio de Cristo,
if we know that the sacrifice of Christ was real,
si sabemos que es real que un día va a venir el Señor,
and we know that his coming is real,
afirmemos nuestra fe.
Let us then grab a hold.
Apartemos de toda especie de malicia.
Let us back away from everything that's not good for us.
Y caminemos agradando al Señor.
And let us walk being grateful with the Lord.
Quisiera leerle un pasaje de la palabra de Dios.
I'd like to read a scripture from the Bible.
El libro de Romanos, capítulo 11, verso 33.
In the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33.
Oh profundidad de las riquezas de la sabiduría y de la ciencia de Dios.
Oh, how great is God's riches and wisdom and knowledge.
Aquí le quisiera hablarle porque este Pablo expresa sorprendentemente.
Here I would like to show you how this even surprised Paul.
Dice, oh profundidad de la riqueza de Dios.
He said, oh, how great are God's riches.
Como si estuviera frente al mar.
It's like he was right in front of the sea.
Y cuando está uno en el mar,
and when you're in the sea,
no alcanza a ver todo hasta el otro lado.
You're not able to see the end of that sea.
No alcanza a ver lo profundo que es el mar.
You're not able to see how deep that sea is.
Y Pablo viene,
but here comes Paul,
sorprendido.
He's so surprised
por la salvación del Señor.
For God's salvation.
De cómo obstruyó a los judíos.
Of how he was able to obstruct the Jews.
Para que los gentiles pudieran ser salvos.
So that the Gentiles can now be saved.
Y dice Pablo, me sorprende eso.
And he said, wow, I'm surprised.
Que Dios no solamente tiene poquita salvación.
That God not only has a little bit of salvation.
Sino tiene abundancia, abundancia, abundancia.
But he has an abundance, abundance, abundance of it.
Estoy sorprendido cómo Dios puede obrar.
I am surprised of how God is working.
En una ocasión una persona me dijo,
in one occasion someone mentioned to me,
pastor, me quiero divorciar.
He said, pastor, I want a divorce.
Porque se acabó mi amor para mi esposo.
Because I no longer have love for my wife.
Pues a Dios no se le acaba el amor.
You know what? God's love never fails or never loses.
Es abundante, abundante, abundante.
Never runs low. It is abundant in abundance.
Dios da en abundante misericordia para nosotros.
And God also gives mercy in abundance.
Dios nos da abundante fidelidad.
And God gives us loyalty or fidelity in abundance.
Y Dios prometió estar con nosotros todos los días.
And God has even promised to be with us every single day.
Y debemos que creerlo.
And we have to believe it.
Porque lo que vemos a nuestros ojos,
because what our eyes see,
son las pruebas,
are the trials,
las enfermedades,
are the sicknesses,
lo que ven nuestros ojos,
whatever our eyes see.
Y se nos olvida que las promesas de Dios son abundantes.
And then is when we forget that the promises of God are in abundance.
Dios nos ama.
God loves us.
Gloria a Dios. Profundas riquezas de salvación Dios tiene para nosotros.
He has great promises of salvation for us.
Amados hermanos, que nuestro evangelio no solamente sea de oídas.
You know, brother and sister, let our gospel not be only by ear.
Disfrutemos a Dios.
Let us enjoy God.
Disfrutemos que Él nos promete que un día le vamos a ver al Señor.
Let us enjoy the fact that He has said that one day we will see Him.
Que lo que ya nosotros experimentamos y that, sabemos que existe.
That whatever we have already experienced and know that it exists.
No fue una casualidad.
That wasn't just a casualty.
Fue el Espíritu de Dios.
It was the Spirit of God.
Yendo a la profundidad de riqueza secreta de Dios.
Going to the deep riches of salvation.
y nos lo reveló a nosotros.
And now he's come and revealed that to us.
Y si creemos nosotros que hemos recibido la salvación de Dios,
and if you truly believe that you have received the salvation of God,
fue porque el Espíritu Santo fue a la profundidad de Dios,
it's because the Holy Spirit went to the deepest of God,
y nos lo reveló a nosotros.
And now came and revealed it to us.
Si creemos en su palabra, al evangelio,
if we believe in his word, if we believe in the gospel,
no fue nomás por si creo,
it wasn't just that, oh yeah, I believed,
si el Espíritu Santo fue al secreto de Dios,
but it was the fact that the Holy Spirit went into the deepest knowledge of God,
y nos reveló,
and came and revealed it to us,
que Dios tiene planes buenos,
and now God has good plans,
planes de bienestar,
good plans.
Y nosotros debemos que creerlo.
And we have to believe them.
Quisiera leerle otros. Oh, pues aquí estamos. Hace poquito fuimos a acampar.
A couple days ago we went camping.
Y vimos el mar también.
And we were able to see the sea.
Y disfrutamos ocean. El mar.
And we enjoyed it.
Como el caso de Pablo.
Just like in Paul's case.
Que dice profunda riqueza de Dios.
He said, how great and deep are your riches.
Porque así son las riquezas de Dios.
Because that is how big God's riches are.
Su misericordia es abundante.
His mercy is so abundant.
Su amor es abundante.
His love is so abundant.
Su sanidad es abundante.
His healing is so abundant.
Y nos la revela a nosotros.
And he has revealed that to us.
¿Se recuerdan aquella ocasión?
Do you remember that occasion?
Jesús le pregunta a sus discípulos.
When Jesus asks his disciples.
¿Quién dice la gente que soy yo?
Who do people say I am?
Unos Juan el Bautista.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Otros Jeremías.
Some say you're Jeremiah.
O un profeta de los de antes.
Or you're just a prophet from the past.
¿Y vosotros quién decís que soy yo?
Wait, but who do you say I am?
Y Pedro dice.
And Peter said.
Tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Dios viviente.
You are Christ, the Son of the living God.
La respuesta de Jesús fue.
The response of Jesus was.
Bienaventurado eres, Simón.
Simon,
hijo de Jonás,
son of Jonah,
porque no te lo reveló,
because it wasn't revealed to you,
porque no te lo, carne ni sangre,
not bone, not flesh,
sino mi Padre que está en el
cielo. It was my Father in heaven.
Fíjese qué respuesta.
Look at that response.
¿Quién dice que soy yo?
Who do you think I am?
Tú eres el Cristo.
You are Christ.
Pues te lo reveló mi Padre
my
que está en los cielos.
My Father has revealed that to you.
¿Qué creemos nosotros, mis amados hermanos?
What do you believe, brethren?
¿Creemos el Evangelio del
do
Señor?
You believe in the gospel of the Lord?
¿Quién nos lo reveló?
Who revealed it to you?
No fue el hombre.
It wasn't man.
Sino en el corazón de Dios nosotros existíamos.
But we were already in God's heart.
Y dice Dios,
and God says,
a través del Espíritu,
through his Spirit,
les voy a revelar el
Evangelio. I am going to reveal that to you.
Les voy a dar de mi amor.
I'm going to give you my love.
A pesar de las pruebas que ellos tengan paz.
Even no matter what problems they're going through, I'm going to give them peace.
A pesar de las dificultades,
even though they're going through difficulties,
que ellos puedan tener gozo.
That they may still have joy.
Y aquí es Newport, desde vista desde el Lighthouse de Newport.
This is from the Lighthouse in Newport.
Lo hermoso que es el mar.
It's beautiful, the ocean is beautiful.
Las grandezas de Dios.
The greatness of God.
Para nosotros.
For us.
Vamos a ver este verso también, 1 Corintios 2:9.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Sino como está escrito, cosas que ojo no vio, ni oído yo, ni han entrado al corazón del hombre, son las cosas que Dios preparó para los que le aman. Verso 10. Pero Dios nos las reveló por medio del Espíritu, porque el Espíritu todo lo escudriña, aún las profundidades de Dios.
However, it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even in the deep things of God.
Fíjese qué hermoso verso.
Look what beautiful verse this is.
Cosas ocultas.
Hidden things.
Reveladas.
That are now revealed.
Dios las reveló por medio del Espíritu.
God revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit.
Porque el Espíritu.
Because the Spirit.
Escudriña o busca.
Is the one that searches.
En las profundidades de Dios.
In the deepest of God.
Toda la gente cree en Dios.
Everybody believes in God.
Pero no todos pueden ver.
But not everyone can see.
Lo que hay en los secretos de Dios.
What's in the secret of God.
No todos pueden ver el evangelio.
Not everyone can see the gospel.
No todos pueden sentir la paz.
Not everyone can feel this peace.
No todos pueden regocijarse en medio de la prueba.
Not everyone can rejoice in the midst of trouble.
Excepto el Espíritu va al corazón de Dios.
It's when the Spirit goes to the heart of God.
Y nos revela.
And comes and reveals.
Y hay salvación para nosotros.
And then there is salvation for us.
Y nosotros nos debemos que regocijar.
And we need to rejoice about it.
Hoy estamos aquí.
Today we are here.
Mañana podemos tener problemas.
Tomorrow we may be facing a trouble or
pero
problem.
Dios nos ha confiado los secretos.
But God has already confided in us his secrets.
Para que dependamos de Dios.
So that we can depend upon him.
Que no dependamos de una enfermedad.
Don't depend about on a sickness.
Sino de las preciosas promesas que Dios nos reveló a nosotros.
But depend on the beautiful promises that God has already revealed to us.
Y a pesar de las circunstancias difíciles que tengamos,
and even though we may be facing difficulties,
sabemos que Dios está presente.
We know that God is in that midst.
Porque Dios dijo,
because God said,
nunca te voy a dejar,
I will never forsake you,
y no te voy a desamparar.
I am not going to abandon you.
Entonces, entendamos este verso.
So if we understand this verse,
Dios las reveló a través de su Espíritu.
God has revealed these secrets through his Holy Spirit.
Porque el Espíritu
escudriña
todas las cosas a una profundidad de Dios.
Goes and searches for these in the most intimacy of God.
Y todo lo que sabemos de Dios,
and everything that we know about God,
lo sabemos porque el Espíritu nos lo reveló.
We know because it was the Holy Spirit who came and revealed it to us.
Y debemos estar agradecidos.
We should be grateful for this.
¿Por qué no le damos al Señor una ofrenda de palmas?
Why don't we give the Lord a hand?
¿Qué nos reveló el Señor?
What did the Lord reveal to us?
Así rapidito vamos a ver unas cosas.
We're going to briefly go through some things.
La verdad que hay en el corazón de Dios.
He revealed to us the truth that is in the heart of God.
Jesús dijo,
as Jesus said,
y conoceréis la verdad,
you shall know the truth,
y la verdad nos hará libres.
And the truth shall make you free.
Y eso es lo que nos reveló Dios a través de su Espíritu.
What he revealed to us through his Spirit.
Que Jesús es la verdad.
That Jesus is the truth.
Y nosotros lo creemos.
And we believe it.
Porque el Espíritu nos lo reveló.
Because it's the Holy Spirit who revealed it to us.
Nos reveló su precioso evangelio.
He revealed to us his precious gospel.
Nos reveló también su amor.
He also revealed to us his love.
Nos reveló el sacrificio de Cristo en la cruz y nosotros lo aceptamos.
And revealed to us that precious sacrifice in the cross.
También nos ha perdonado.
He's also forgiven us.
Y nos da en abundancia de su perdón.
And he gives us this forgiveness in abundance.
Para que nosotros podamos perdonar.
So that we are also able to forgive others.
Nos da de su evangelio.
He gives us of his gospel.
Para que nosotros lo podamos compartir.
So we can too share it with someone.
Nos da de su paz.
He gives us his peace.
Para que nosotros lo podamos compartir.
So that we can too share that peace.
Y así su misericordia, su fidelidad, todo lo que Dios nos ha revelado.
And that is why his mercy and his loyalty and everything that he's revealed to us.
Nos lo da.
He gives unto us.
Para que nosotros lo podamos compartir.
So that we can share it with others.
Su salvación.
His salvation.
¿Cuánto recibimos de su salvación?
How many of us have received of his salvation?
Y nos lo da para que nosotros podamos compartirle a otros que hay salvación en Cristo.
He gives it to us so that we can share with others that there is salvation.
Secretos revelados por el Espíritu.
These are secrets that have been revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Nos da de su sabiduría.
He gives us of his wisdom.
¿Qué dice su palabra?
What does his word say?
Si alguno se ve falto de sabiduría,
if anyone lacks of wisdom,
pedírselo a Dios,
ask the Lord,
y él la va a dar,
and he will give it,
en abundancia.
In abundance.
Santiago capítulo 1, verso 5.
That's in James 1, 5.
Y todas las cosas Dios nos las da abundantemente.
And everything that he gives us in abundance.
Su preciosa misericordia.
His precious mercy.
Cada mañana son nuevas sus
every morning, his mercies are renewed.
Gloria a Dios. Somos el templo y la habitación del Espíritu Santo.
We are the temple.
O sea que
of the
Dios,
Holy Spirit.
In Dios other words, no solamente tiene su secreto,
God not only has the secrets,
que le reveló al Espíritu,
but he revealed them to the Spirit,
que si nosotros creíamos en el Evangelio y en Jesús,
that if we believe in the gospel and in Jesus,
Dios iba a habitar en nuestro templo.
Then God would come and dwell in our temple.
¿Por qué Dios hace eso?
But why would God do that?
¿Por qué Dios realmente nos muestra sus profundas riquezas? ¿Por qué lo hace Dios?
Why would God even share his deepest secrets with us?
¿Por qué Dios dice tú vas a ser el templo del Espíritu Santo?
Why did God say you will be the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yo te voy a dar de mi amor, del evangelio, te voy a dar que conozcas el sacrificio.
And the gospel, and I want you to know about my sacrifice.
¿Por qué lo hace Dios?
Why did he do it?
¿Por qué creen que lo haga Dios?
Why do you think he did it?
¿Mande? Para compartir.
For us to share.
Para que confiemos plenamente en él.
So that we can truly confide or trust in him.
Que dependamos de Dios.
That we totally depend upon God.
O sea, si nosotros logramos ver,
if we are able to see,
basado en lo que conocemos,
based on what we know,
a través de la palabra de Dios,
through the word of God,
¿quién es Dios?
Who is God?
Y Dios nos lo muestra.
God then comes and shows us.
Para que confiemos en
Dios. So that we can trust in him.
En el mundo tendréis aflicción.
You will have affliction in this world.
Confiad.
But trust.
Yo he vencido al mundo.
I have conquered the world.
Y nosotros debemos que confiar.
And we have to trust.
Porque Dios tiene un plan bueno para nosotros.
Because we know that God's plan is good for us.
Que quizás no lo logremos ver aquí en la tierra.
That maybe we won't be able to see his plan fulfilled here on earth.
Un plan eterno de estar cerca de Dios.
But there is a plan in our eternal life where we will be close to God.
Y esa es nuestra fe, mis amados hermanos.
And that is our faith.
Que debemos que hacerla sólida.
That we have to make that faith
firme.
Solid. Make
it firm. Esforcémonos por agradar a Dios cada día.
Keep trying to be grateful to the Lord.
Que no nos detengan los problemas, las dificultades, sino esforcémonos por agradar a Dios.
That whenever we're facing problems or circumstances, we are still trying to please God.
Y más.
And even more so.
Cuando sabemos.
When we know.
Que aquel precioso día se acerca.
That precious day is drawing near.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. Ya casi vamos a ir terminando.
We're almost done.
Otros 30 minutos. ¿No?
About 30 more minutes.
Usted lo puede leer en inglés nomás. Vamos a leer este verso y vamos a concluir.
We're going to read this verse and then we'll be done.
Yeah.
Oh, yo lo puedo. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Jesús está en medio de la multitud.
We can see Jesus is in the midst of a multitude.
Si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí,
and he says, if anybody wants to come before
niéguese,
me,
niéguese a sí mismo.
Deny yourself.
Es derribar todas las fortalezas de confianza que tenemos aquí en la tierra.
That means to break down every tower of trust and confidence that you have of this world.
Y ponerlo a los pies del Señor.
And now place that trust in the feet of the Lord.
Tomar la cruz es ser rechazados por este mundo, no adaptarnos a él.
Take your cross means to reject everything from this world, not to walk with the world.
Y seguir al Señor.
And follow God.
Vamos a ver nosotros.
Let us see.
Muchos secretos revelados de Dios.
We're going to see many secrets revealed from God.
Cuando nos rendimos a los pies de Dios.
When we surrender unto his feet.
Cuando nos rendimos a nosotros por seguir a Jesús.
When we surrender ourselves in order to follow God.
Cuando tomamos la cruz, que pueden ser enfermedades, por seguir al Señor.
When we take up the cross, maybe the cross is a sickness, but we're going to follow God.
Pero le seguimos creyendo.
And we continue believing in him.
Que nuestra fe sea, mis amados hermanos,
that our faith may be
una fe sólida,
a solid faith,
firme,
a firm faith,
que no nos derriben los problemas,
that problems cannot come and just break us down,
que no haya en medio de nosotros la palabra, me voy a divorciar,
that it, among us the wording I want a divorce wouldn't come out of our mouth,
me voy a ir de la iglesia porque en la iglesia no hay amor,
I'm going to leave this church because there's no love in that church,
me voy a ir de la iglesia porque allí la palabra no se revela,
or I'm going to leave this church because the word of God is not being revealed in there,
nuestra unión, nuestra comunión con Dios,
but our communion, our union with God,
nuestra oración con Dios,
our praise with God,
hace que Dios hace que Dios,
makes God,
a través de su Espíritu,
through his Spirit,
nos revele las bondades de nuestro Señor.
Makes him reveal his goodness to us.
¿Y qué hacemos nosotros?
And what do?
Glorificarle y cantarle.
We glorify him and we praise him.
Y engrandecerle.
And we exalt him.
Porque Dios,
because God,
es bueno sobre cada uno de nosotros.
God is good with each one of us.
Gloria a Dios. Vamos a cantar un canto al Señor. Nos ponemos de pie mientras mis hermanos van pasando.
We're going to share one more song.
Y después del canto le vamos a una oración para concluir y dejo el espacio a
mis hermanos. After the song, we'll pray one more time and then we'll give the service.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.